Hi, it's Bibi. I'm an anxiety coach and I help professionals end anxiety permanently. I'm here today with Gregory Proctor on the one and only Cut to the Chase.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Cut to the Chase, episode 72, entitled Reset. That's right, people, reset. And so today, we have a featured guest. She's actually a return featured guest. But before I introduce her and talk about the backstory, and we have some laughs, and before we let her talk, I have a quote that I'd like to share with everyone. And the quote starts out like this: "We must reset ourselves to take advantage of these changing winds and prosper as a business and as individuals to make the most of the downturn and position yourself for the next boom that is going to follow." Of course, that gives you the rah, 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 you know, as we look at the fact of reset. And I'll tell you, I did find one that was so comical that I just have to basically read, because it's so relatable to a point that if for those of us that are gamers — I'm not a gamer, but certainly it starts out like this. It says, "Her silence was all he needed to hear. It was at that moment he realized that he lost a good one. He thought he was winning, playing his game. And he always knew that she would press reset until his chances ran out at the time she pressed delete." Yeah, that one was actually pretty comical when I saw that one out there. But anyway, without further ado, let's bring in our featured guest and let's get her introduced. So today our featured guest is an interior design specialist. She's also an experienced anxiety coach. And so today, as I told her before, when we decided to do another podcast, hey, we're not talking about anxiety. So, I mean, you know, just want to let everybody know that this is going to be something a little bit different, probably a little bit more fun. Her journey started when she was outside and she was living the best life in places like London, Italy, and Vancouver, and working as an interior designer for some of the most luxurious brands in the world. But on the inside, she was battling with an extreme phobia of a disease and cancer. And so she visited many therapists around the world. Wherever she moved, she had coaches and therapists, and she just could not find the overall notion of how to get her life back in order. She joined a seminar and a self-help course. And then anything that she could get her hands on to kind of remove the blockage and stop her from moving forward with living her life and kind of getting away from this phobia. She read books after books and hoping to get one step closer to her peace. After 8 years of hard work and never giving up on herself, she can say that she's now healed and overcome her fears of blockage. Now she helps others professionally to end anxiety permanently. And before I introduce her, I will have to say that she has been one of the most prolific podcasters on our platform. Her prior episode, which is entitled Anxiety, is still ranked number one on the Cut to the Chase platform. So definitely kudos to her. And so without further ado, BB Onserio, do you have any opening remarks?
Thank you for that beautiful introduction. And I am happy to know that the podcast is still number one.
Yeah. You must be working some anxiety magic behind the scenes or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. So let's kind of jump into some of the things we want to talk about with regards to reset. You know, so, you know, my first question to you, since you presently do a lot of coaching, particularly as it relates to anxiety, and we're going to kind of flip this a little bit, you know, how do you help people find their reset button?
I think that the reset button is there for everyone. But I think that a lot of times it's the baggage that people are holding on to that takes away the clarity. And when you don't have clarity, it is very hard to get to a place of reset. So how I help people is really see what are the blockages in their life, what's the baggage they're holding on to. And once we can get rid of that and work through that, it brings out a lot more clarity for the client. And so from there, the client is able to get more clear about what they want, what they need, what makes them happy, and therefore get to a place of reset.
As we all know, you know, it's easy to get stuck into a rut, whether it's a lack of motivation, stress, tired, boredom, you know, or just being in the same routine. These are all kind of, you know, systemic problems that kind of drive you towards reset. It's ultimately an inevitable part of life. And then sometimes we just fall off the wagon. And in those cases where we feel a little discontent with the way things are going, what are some of the tidbits that you, you know, reach out to your clientele and kind of help them understand that it's not the end of the world? I mean, can you share some guidance with us on that?
I think that, you know, happiness is a choice. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of times, all of us, I mean, as long as we're human, there are times that we fall off the wagon. And I think what I really do for people is try to share through my stories or try to share with them that they're not alone. And that just because they have fallen off the wagon doesn't mean they can't get back up and doesn't mean that they can get everything back in order and get to that place of reset. At the bottom of all of that is choosing to be happy, choosing to work through whatever is going on in your life right now and moving forward. That's always a choice, I think. A lot of people will always tell me, oh, how are you so happy always and always in such a good mood? It wasn't like this for me. You know, I've had very dark days and I've had very hard times with anxiety or even outside of anxiety, just life. But I have learned to choose happiness and I choose it every day. And sometimes it's a lot of work. You know, you have to do a lot of soul searching or take care of yourself in more ways. Or sometimes you have to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. And so, you know, but I'm choosing that because I'm choosing happiness. And so I think same for other people. It's about knowing that you're not alone, that just because you've fallen off doesn't mean you have to stay there. You can get back up. And, you know, choosing happiness is always a choice, but there is some hard work behind it, but you'll get there.
Sure, sure. You know, there's three things that come to mind that you mentioned with regards to, you know, basically finding your happiness. And, you know, those three things to me represent, you know, an appreciation, you know, kind of learning to appreciate each day and remember the people that are most important to us, as well as being able to learn to release any feelings of doubt or i.e. fear. And then, of course, you've chimed in on the fact of capturing, you know, the positive energy and emotions that you would feel when you're inspired. You know, all of the times that I have kind of been in a position of, you know, the dark place or the happy place or whatever the case may be throughout the course of my life or prior life, you know, finding the reset button takes a tremendous internal power to really kind of, as I say, throw in the towel. And it's not necessarily throwing in the towel to say that you quit, but it's really to throw in the towel to realize that what you are doing in the direction and course and journey that you're on is not working. And, you know, for me, my lessons learned from all of that is, you know, you try to avoid those situations when you go down that dark place or that rough path, because it hurts. It takes so much energy. It takes so much emotional investment to really kind of reset yourself and then push in a different direction and be able to try to leave that, as you said, leave that baggage behind. So during the 8 years for you, when you were divulging into this cycle of trying to figure out with your phobias and trying to figure out, you know, how to get yourself corrected and reading books and literature and so forth and so on, what were the comprising things that you realized very early on that were just not working for you?
I think that living in fear, I was sick of it because, you know, from the minute that I would wake up, I would think about cancer and I would think about, am I getting cancer? Am I going to die from cancer? And all these really negative, nasty thoughts. And I was really sick of living in fear because, yes, I was healthy and I was alive and I had a great job and I had great friends, but I always felt so afraid of life, you know, because I always was waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I was really sick of that. And so going back to what you just said, I think a lot of times when we are in that dark place and we need to press reset, but it just seems so hard, it's about just, again, choosing to get better. Now, you don't always have to know how you're going to get better or which way is going to work. But once you choose, then you can go after it and try and try. And the right path will come up for you. You don't always need to know how it's going to happen. The universe doesn't always show us that. But I think if you're choosing to get to a better place and you go after that, it will all align for you. You know, a lot of times I'll see with my clients too, and they're really suffering and they're dying to get to that place of reset, but they're skeptical because they're so deep down in this hole that they can't even imagine ever getting out of it and seeing the light. And what I always say to them, I say, you know, sometimes you just have to trust. You just have to trust and you have to take that leap of faith and just really dedicate to choosing to get better.
So basically through your kind of your coaching, you're trying to influence the ability of, you know, letting your clients know that they have the power to reset their own boundaries and restore their own image in a way that can basically give them a fresh start, you know, and renew their values and be able to give them hope to rebuild, you know, because what has happened in the past is in the past. I mean, did I kind of capture that correctly based on what you stated?
Yeah, exactly. I truly believe the only life we live is in the now. But obviously, as human beings, we hold on to so much from the past. And the things that we hold on to are the major blocks that stop us from pressing that reset button and getting to that place of starting fresh and new without, you know, holding on to all the baggage from the past.
So when we talk about, you know, the baggage from the past, you know, a lot of people tend to revert back and forth between, you know, I remember when, or I wish things could be like this or so forth and so on. You know, that comes down to a mindset of, you know, really trying to just, as you've stated, let go. As you encounter these type of things as a coach, you know, what are the exercises that you kind of, you know, help your clients understand that it is best to leave those things behind? I mean, you know, most people say, you know, put all of those things down on a piece of paper, find an ashtray and light them, or, you know, you go dump them off in an ocean somewhere in a bottle and you hope it doesn't float. I mean, what are some of the things that you kind of suggest to your clients?
So there's a few ways. I mean, I can work with clients and sometimes, you know, the baggage that they're holding on to is really not as intense as others. So in those cases, we always talk about writing down what's happened and what you have control over and what you don't have control over. And usually when people do this exercise, you know, they see that they don't really have any control over what's already happened. Mm-hmm. So for people who don't have that intense connection to the past, they can really let it go through that exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other clients who, you know, have had more traumatic things happen to them in the past. And for them, it's embedded in them. It's like a part of them. So for clients like that, we really have to go through the layers. And that's why I always say, you know, it's so important to work with a professional if you're feeling that stuck, because mm-hmm. then you're able to work through the layers. And that's where you can see a lot of times it's the inner child that's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs healing. The inner child needs healing and needs work. So the client can really make peace with the inner child and therefore let go of that scenario or that trauma or whatever that has happened.
Right. Right. You know, because, you know, as they always say, you know, you have do's and don'ts is really trying to keep yourself physically and mentally by prioritizing your ability to stay strong. But then in the same aspect, you know, you can't forget to let your overall routine and basically being able to get up and get yourself dressed kind of fall by the wayside. And, you know, I think all of this kind of goes back to, you know, a mindset and a willingness to, as they say, get over the hump, or, you know, some people call it get over the wall. When you have, you know, this kind of crossroad or intersection in your life for being in a position to where you have to take a stance or you have to or take a major decision to be able to hit the reset button. And so when opportunities occur and they are faced with this, you know, monumental decision, what is the hardest thing that you yourself faced when you were dealing with your own, let's just call it 8-year situation that you had to overcome to get yourself back on track?
For me was, I felt, first of all, I felt very helpless. I had lost hope, and I thought that I will always live in this much phobia and panic and fear. And so that was really terrible. As one part of it. But I also think that, you know, working through the 8 years, again, being dedicated to the healing, always gave me some sort of hope. But I find that in those 8 years, I think the fear of it all not ending was the scariest part. And so that's what I really thought for me, I can't get out of this on my own. And I was okay with that because I tried to get out of it on my own, but it wasn't possible. I was way too deep under. Mm-hmm. And that's why for me, you know, working with a professional, and I worked with like 25 different professionals that absolutely did nothing for me. I mean, I'm not saying they didn't do anything for me. The whole process did nothing for me. But, you know, I didn't give up, and I just kept looking for a professional till I found one person who knew what she's doing, and she really helped me. And she, you know, she broke down all my layers and see what's going on in every part of me and was able to help me get it all back together. And again, like I said earlier, you know, for me, it was too hard to let go of the past. The past was a huge part of me. And so I had to work through the layers, and I had to get to my inner child, and I had to heal my inner child to be able to let go of the events.
Sure. And I think a part of all of this is really, you know, once you finally reach that plateau and you look back at your, you know, your climb or your journey of trying to put this behind you, you know, the go forward strategy is always trying to be humble and be somewhat at peace with leaving it behind. But then in the context, you know, you also want to be able to kind of have fun and enjoy yourself as you are reinventing yourself moving forward. And so we're going to segue a little bit, because as a part of some of the exercises that I was looking at today, mm-hmm. and there's a fun game that came out of some of my research today. It's basically something that, you know, they challenge people with to kind of get them to think differently, you know, and be able to have a little creativity with regards to, you know, dealing with reset. And it's basically called a 30-day song challenge. And so I am going to give you the courtesy to pick out 7 days between 1 to 30, and then I am going to ask you the question.
Okay, so I have to pick 7 days?
Yep, give me 7 days.
Okay, 1, 7, 14, 23.
23.
You
got four.
Yeah. Let's do 5, 17, one more, 27. So 1, 7, 14, 23, 5, 17, 27.
Yes, I have those circled on my end.
Perfect. I was like, I just said them so randomly. I'm like, let me repeat that.
Okay, so question number one in the 30-day song challenge, and you have only selected 7 days. The first question is, name a song you like with a color in the title.
Lady in Red.
That was easy.
Okay. All right. We move on to the second question.
Okay.
The second question says, name a song that needs to be played loud.
Oh, God. A song that needs to be played loud.
That's correct.
Don't Speak by No Doubt.
That was easy.
Okay, so going on to the third question. This question says, name a song to drive to.
Keen, Somewhere Only We Knew.
That was easy.
All righty, so the next question. Question number four, basically, name a song you love to be played at a wedding.
Frank Sinatra, Love.
That was easy.
All right. Now we're moving on to the next question. And that question is question number five. Name a song you'd sing in a duet with someone on a karaoke machine.
Wow. I feel like I'm stuck now. A song I would sing in a duet. So let's say me and you were having a duet on a karaoke machine. What would I sing?
I don't know. You got a baritone voice?
I know. If there's a guy and a girl, Aqua, Barbie Girl.
Wow.
That was easy.
Okay. Question number six, which is your day 23. Name a song you think everybody should listen to.
It's gotta be, the song is called, let's see. It's called Fire on Fire by Sam Smith.
That was easy.
And for the final drum roll, please, day 27, name a song that breaks your heart.
Okay, this song breaks my heart. I mean, it's a song by DMX. It's called Slippin'. It's my most favorite song, but it does break my heart because all the times in my life I was sad, I listened to this song. So it's my sad song. It's my go-to sad song. So it does break my heart.
All righty.
That was easy.
Now, for the bonus round, we're going to take you back to your childhood. Name a song you remember from your childhood.
Oh, God. A song. Like, how child? What age child?
Well, you can say adolescent. I mean, you know, let's, I don't know, 8 to 13, 8 to 12. I you know, just pick a range.
For sure it would be Britney Spears.
Wait a minute now. Come on. Britney Spears is, you know, I would think that you and Britney Spears are about the same age. Come on. I said from your childhood.
Oh, even younger. Okay. So let's see. wow. I'm trying to think. Oh my God. How could I forget Spice Girls?
Spice Girls what? Spice Girls was a group. What's the Spice song? Spice
Girls, who do you think you are? That was my jam.
That was easy.
There you go. All right. You have won the prize. There you go.
Thank you.
All right, BB. Well, look, you know, this has been an awesome time to have you back on to Cut to the Chase. You know, our first episode, like I said, you know, something that I didn't think was going to go off to the stratospheres as much as it has. And it's just been something that speaks very highly of you and what you have going on, you know, and your support and life story and coaching with regards to helping people particularly deal with anxiety. Of course, I know that very well with regards to recommendations that that I've provided to you for others that that obviously needed your assistance.
Yes, and thank you so much.
And so with that, you know, I'd like to kind of give you an opportunity to kind of give us a couple closing remarks.
So I think my closing remarks for this episode for Reset would really be about just inviting people to be open to the possibility of reset in their lives. I think now with COVID and everything going on, and in general with, you know, a lot of life is hard. And so with a lot of hardships and people can feel super low and down, I think just to believe in the possibility of reset and know that it's a choice. And if you choose to get to a place of reset, you can, you know, do it on your own. But if you're feeling really stuck, there is no shame in asking for help. I did. It changed my life. So I highly recommend if you're in a place that you're stuck, you do as well. It will change everything for you.
Very well said. Very well said. Well, BB, we certainly appreciate it. The only remark that I have is every day is a new opportunity to reinvent yourself. And so please, by all means, stay focused, stay true to yourself, you know, don't do anything crazy as BB has alluded to there. And, you know, there's always opportunity to seek out help and assistance and guidance and coaching and so forth and so on. So before we wrap up, BB, I know there's a lot of clients that listen to our program, people that may need your assistance. So how would they go about getting in contact with you?
You can get in contact with me through my website. It's called, it's www.theinnerroommate.com. Or if you're on LinkedIn, you can always message me on there. It's a BIBINAZONSORI.
That was too funny. I thought you were forgetting how to spell your name.
I was going to say NAZ, but then I'm like, no. Oh, I'm in Canada. I should say Z.
Too funny. Too funny. Well, certainly to our listeners, BB, thank you very much. And obviously to our listeners, this has been episode 72 entitled Reset. Again, you know, everyone, we're in a very interesting time in our society, in our cultural, everything that's going on in the world today. You know, just please be cognizant, be aware, show empathy, show patience, show love and respect and unity towards, you know, our fellow, you know, human beings as well as, you know, mankind. And let's just continue to try and improve as we move forward. So once again, this has been episode 72 entitled Reset. This is Gregory Proctor, your host. Bye-bye, everybody. Take care.